Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I am Geli, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Transilvania conference call to present and discuss the first quarter 2022 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ömer Tetik, CEO, Mr. George Călinescu, Deputy CEO, CFO, Ms. Luminița Runcan, Deputy CEO, CRO, and Ms. Diana Mazurkiewicz, Investor Relations Expert. Mr. Tetik, you may now proceed.
Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, depending on your time zone. For us, it's one of the most difficult teleconferences that we are participating because, as you know, as you remember, usually I was accompanied by Mihaela Nădășan, our Deputy CEO for Investor Relations, Financial Institutions and Financial Markets. Unfortunately, we have lost Mihaela. She had a stroke 2 weeks ago, and on Friday she passed away. Was an exceptional person, a perfect colleague and a good friend. She was a good human being. We will be missing her a lot, and it's very painful sitting here doing this teleconference without her, but I'm here with George, our CFO, Luminița, our CRO, and Diana, who was working closely with Mihaela. We will soon inform you also about the new contact details and directions. We will try to accommodate your request for meetings, calls. We will try to take them over. But in case we missed, because you had been trying to communicate to Mihaela and you didn't receive an answer, please resend your request, question, or observation, and we will take it from there. We wish that she will rest in peace, and hopefully we will take good care of the good legacy that she left. She had been working for Banca Transilvania for 24 years, and in all the remarkable, memorable moments of BT, from listing to stock exchange to acquisitions, handling different crises locally or internationally, she was a key person. We owe her a lot, and we will try to, as I said, take good care of what she has started with us. As regard to presentation, I will, for the reasons that you may understand, I will try to be very succinct with the presentation, and then we shall switch to Q&A. We will try to accommodate your questions as much as we can. But possibly, definitely, Romania, not only Romania, but all the world are passing through very difficult and strange days. After finishing the pandemics, when everybody, including ourselves, were ready for a new period, new era in business, in economics, in social environment, we had been hit by the news of war, then volatility in markets, energy prices, higher inflation. After years of very accommodating monetary policy, a very severe change, starting with U.S., followed by many other markets, including emerging markets and Romania. But still, we see that the employment rate all around the markets is good, or unemployment rate is quite low. The inflation kind of being paid for, although it is reflected at the cost structure, be it cost of goods sold, be it the interest rate. But also Romania, although being closer to the war zone, benefits from increased interest from its partners, European Union, NATO, US, in terms of also investments, in terms of new diplomatic relations, and hopefully when the war, as soon as possible, we hope that it will be over, we think that Romania will have new opportunities of development in front. Definitely we have been seeing very similar trends to other emerging markets, neighboring countries, shift in the yield curve, shift in the monetary policy. But on the other hand, we also see that in Romania especially, there is the foreign direct investments, but also local investments on the company side is accelerating at a level not seen in the last couple of years. This is seen also in the loan demand and loan growth on this segment. And we think that this is a good base for a later, healthier growth of the economy and social well-being of Romanians. In the first quarter of the year, the deposits, customer deposits, started to increase, but not at the same pace as it was in the previous years. We see kind of more efficient improvement in loan-to-deposit ratio of the banks and banking system, because loans have been growing as well. That due to the volatility, initial reaction of population was moving mostly to foreign currency, especially euro deposits, but this trend also slowed down, and we see the signs of normalization or reversal. And on the other hand, as I said, it's good that Romanian companies and foreign investors in Romania, they had investment plans so that the loan growth was quite strong as compared to previous years. In the first quarter of the year, as I mentioned already, our growth above the market average, around 4.5% loan growth of BT, over 3.7% average of the market, came mainly from corporate loans. When I say corporate loans, these are companies, micro, small, medium-sized, and large companies, supported by programs like MMA Invest, SME Invest, Agro SME Invest, and different grants. We see high involvement and good alignment at the coalition, surprising us in a pleasant manner. Different political parties who had been fighting with each other for the last years, they are very much aligned in supporting the economy. The messages of continuation of the coalition, even after the elections in 2024, show how okay is their cooperation and how less fragile it becomes. This is a good sign. But on the other hand, we hope that the trend will be continued once the war will be over. On the other hand, obviously we have been continuing our investments, and we see with the new trend, higher digitalization of our customers, more number of digital interactions. And in the first quarter of this year, we have also announced the inauguration of our technology subsidiary, CodeCrafters, which will definitely service BT financial group companies, starting with bank, with Banca Transilvania and Idea Bank, but also other businesses that we are pursuing. And we had been, as you will see in the presentation that is already in our website, we had been investing in online lending platforms, file document sharing platforms with the customers, and new payment systems, including BT POS. In terms of financial performance, although there are several items that we are proud of, the bottom line was below last year and below last quarter of last year. But actually, if you look at the operational performance, as you have already mentioned, we had been reading also the reports of several analysts, and they had been mentioning a strong growth in net interest margin and net interest income, a strong growth in fee and commission income, which is definitely impacted also by the higher increase in operational expenses, starting with staff expenses, which is related to inflation. And our usual, I would say, prudential approach at the beginning of the year with a higher provisioning of our loan portfolio. We are trying to adapt our models to the ever-changing market conditions, but we wanted to be on the prudent side. So in the first quarter of this year, our cost of risk reached 70 basis points with almost 3% net interest margin, and cost income ratio is at 50%. But actually, the impact, the negative impact, is mostly one-off. The positive development, although it may decelerate, will continue. So we are still comfortable in delivering our budget that was approved at the general shareholders meeting. And in the first quarter, the biggest change came from the deposit contribution to the deposit guarantee fund, because our deposits had been increasing, our systematic role in the system is increasing. Based on the calculation of the fund, our contribution has increased to 143 million lei, almost 60 million lei more than last year. And also the volatility and increase in the interest rates impacted our portfolio and has shown its impact slightly on the bottom line, the profitability of the bank. However, with strong growth in revenue items, which they are going to be quarter by quarter bringing in new revenues, we have managed to deliver a good return on equity. And if you would have actually annualized the one-off items, the numbers would be even looking better. Our loan book increased to 62.7 billion. Deposits to from customers to 107 billion lei, with par 90, our NPL ratio, par 90 below 2%, it's at 1.75%, and our total capital ratio, if we include the capital, is over 21%. We also stay quite good in terms of NPL coverage ratio. Almost, if you include the real estate collaterals at the liquidation value, it's close to 125%. And we see that our par 90 is almost half of the market average, with good coverage due to the provisions that we have been registering also during the first quarter and in the last couple of years. Retail banking loan book reached over 27 billion, almost 27.5 billion lei. And we have a very good stronghold in the payment systems with cards, online payments, wallet applications, having 4.8 million cards. And card transactions were up 37% compared to the previous period, which shows that customers are using more and more, which is also coming back in terms of salary accounts, the deposits or fee and commission income back to our financial results. With 86,500 POSs and 1,790 ATMs, I guess we have the widest, most extended network of interaction with the customers, including our branch network of more than 500 locations. SME business grew to 7.2 billion with over 379,000 active customers. And in the first quarter, we have granted 1 billion loans, 1 billion lei of loans to our SME customers with new platforms and new investments as well. And corporate banking, we have 11,400 customers with 400 new loans granted for a total of 3.4 billion lei. And we continue our growth in especially larger SME and mid corporate segments, where we see a diversified and stable growth opportunity. Our focus in company business is continuously agribusiness, healthcare sector, manufacturing, utilities, fast-moving consumer goods and public sector. Our capital is much above the minimum regulatory limit. If we, I'll say, after calculating all the buffers, we are staying at 21% in terms of total capital adequacy, which is covering well all the requirements of the regulatory, local and international regulatory bodies. We have also had at the end of April our GSM, our general meeting of shareholders, general shareholders meeting, and there had been two new board members elected. Both of them are independent members. The payment of cash dividends of 0.12 RON had been approved, totally 800 million lei. And we have also decided about the capitalization of the remaining of the profit. We have informed about our shareholders and investors about our strategy, businesses that we target in the months to come, and our also preoccupation in terms of the market volatility. But we will be also growing faster in terms of our businesses through our subsidiaries, including asset management, leasing, micro-lending, consumer finance, and so on. And there has been a share buyback plan of 40 million shares approved, and we have also asked the approval of shareholders to consolidate the nominal value of the shares of TLV to 10 lei by consolidating 10 shares. We think that it is not against the market practice of splitting, because we had been a penny stock actually at half a euro value per share. The fact that now the value with the approval of shareholders will be close to 5 euros will not block retail investors to continue investing in Banca Transilvania shares, but it will also help, as we know, to our institutional investors to have an easier reporting and more investment opportunities. We are also pursuing now the closing of the transaction of TIAC leasing. Approvals we are waiting anytime as we speak. The closing we are assuming will be in June 2022. And then we will continue developing our leasing business with a stronger foothold in the segment of interest. Sustainability is an important subject that actually also Mihaela had been presenting to you very often. We have started analyzing our own existing portfolio, but also products and services that we offer continuously to our customers. And now the numbers you will see in the presentation in more detail, but we are making efforts to decrease the carbon print of the bank on one side. On the other hand, we want to help our customers to decrease their carbon print and to invest more in green. Our green loans to companies reached 538 million and green certified real estate projects 360 million. And in the retail, we have granted 144 million lei of loans to private individuals in partnership with EBRD. And we are also having this 959 million financing under the green mortgage loan product. The bank itself, through recycling, through efforts in environmental responsibility, has decreased usage of paper by 111,000 kilograms. And with recycling of our cards of our customers, we had been also saving over 1.2 tons of plastic production. Our electricity consumption is coming 87% from renewable sources. And if you look at the business lines also of our subsidiaries, electric cars, electric vehicles leasing reached 25% of the total leasing that we grant to our customers. As a part of the governance and sustainability, social responsibility of ESG, we had been a social bank, actually by nature, it's in our DNA. We had been in the areas defavorized by the markets, by the economy, and we prove that we can grow businesses, communities together with us by being closer to them. Our group performance is also in the presentation. The first quarter was generous to BT Group totally. All our subsidiaries delivering good results. I'm happy to say that BT Asset Management is going on a sprint of assuming market leadership. Now it's the second company in terms of asset under management in Romania. And our bank subsidiaries like Victoria Bank or Idea Bank benefited from the efficiency projects that we have done and delivered good results. I would like to leave the floor to questions, trying to answer as much as we can. As usual, if we will not be able to answer on the spot, we will come back to you with our answers, or we will be adding the information requested to the presentation. Thank you very much.
The first question is from the line of Lefuan Haitan with Concord. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the presentation. Thank you for taking my questions in this very difficult times. So my first question would be on fixed to variable loans. Could you tell us what is the proportion of variable loans in retail and also corporate? That would be my first question. My second question would be on gains and losses from financial assets, because I saw some negative figures. So could you confirm whether it was due to bond trading, or was there anything unusual in the first quarter? And then my last question would be on Victoria Bank, if you could share with us your view on the bank, maybe on the macro in Moldova. Do you see any worsening there? So that would be my questions. Thank you.
So thank you. Related to the variable interest loans, I don't have exact numbers, but what I can say in the retail segment, except short-term loans, consumer or cards, which are already at very high rates, mortgage loans or other longer-term loans are almost 80% with variable interest rate. And in the company loans, except for few, let's say, back-to-back or hedged portfolios, almost all our portfolio is with variable interest rates. We had been mentioning this also when the interest rates were going down, that this was the, let's say, strategic choice of the bank, because we are financing ourselves with local deposits mainly. We are benefiting from the trust, confidence of our customers. But on the other hand, deposits tend to be short-term, so we didn't have the courage to offer long-term loans with fixed interest rates. The market doesn't offer too much of hedging opportunities. That's why here the increase in the net interest margin, net interest income, is coming definitely from this. The deposits, the liquidity being still high, deposits are a bit more sticky. Interest rates didn't increase much, but loan interests are being repriced every 3 to 6 months. And as the reference rates are increasing, we are repricing them at the new rates. The new repricing will be at the end of June. Second question you asked about the financial impact. It is, as you know, the impact, the main impact is under equity, because we don't pass it through our income statement, but still the transactions we did, be it repo or market transactions or other assets, investment revaluation, had an impact of 130 million lei in the first quarter, negative impact as compared to last year. But we see some of it, and hopefully that will be the trend, will already reversed in April or stabilized in May. So we are not, unless there will be more bad surprises, unpleasant surprises to come in the market, we don't expect it to be a trend on a quarterly basis. In terms of Moldova, definitely this is an investment that we learned a lot of lessons that we didn't want to necessarily learn. But now, after a strong 2021, a profitable 2021, that our, let's say, deposits, number of customers had been growing in Moldova. The first quarter, especially in the after the recent threats, business is a bit definitely stressed. However, we continue our business plan. The impact of Victoria Bank to the bottom line of BT Group is less than 2%. This is the, let's say, good part of it. But on the other hand, we think that with the efforts of joining European Union, pro-European government and structures, and is we see, follow from local, through local colleagues and local media there, the pro-European opinion of public with the decreasing threat, we are also, let's say, loyal to our business plan that we want to grow in retail, we want to grow in small and medium-sized enterprises, in agribusiness, without assuming big tickets and big risks, which in any case the market there doesn't allow. The interest increase, the interest rate increase in the Moldovan market has helped Victoria Bank to significantly increase its profitability. What we are following, I don't want to make a wrong geopolitical comment, I would refrain from it, but as we have our teams and the bank functioning there, definitely our business making appetite remains.
Okay, I don't thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nelly Simon with Citibank. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thanks very much for the opportunity, and let me forward my condolences. That's really shocking news. But yeah, thanks for the call. I guess I'd like to unpack a bit further the decline in equity. I think you said that you think most of the impact of higher yields has already played out, but I think yields continued to rise in the second quarter. So why do you not think you'll still see a further increase in losses through equity in the second quarter? If you could elaborate on that. And then just on the margin outlook, I'd be interested to know what kind of further rate hikes you think are coming and what's your sensitivity to interest rates for the rate hikes. And then last, on capital, I see from your full financial statements that consolidated capital, the CAR, was 19.87%. I think that's a different number than you have in your presentation, I guess because that number probably excludes profit of the first quarter. If you could just confirm that. And then also, could you let me know if the $800 million dividend is deducted from the first quarter reported capital position? Or will that happen in the second quarter? Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you for your thoughts. And obviously, hearing your voices, I again remember, I wish, as I said, Mihaela would be together with us here. But coming, if I skip any question, please repeat. Basically, the $800 million is included in the financials that you have seen, and the difference is coming from indeed the profits that, because we didn't audit first quarter, it's not included in the reports, but we are showing you as is, and actually we are planning to go through an audit process at the first half of the year, so which will help us to add this. Well, as regard to interest rates, with the, let's say, we see also mixed messages from national banks. We also understand their concerns, but they will not rush very aggressively, we assume. But in the next monetary meeting, we may see another 50 basis tomorrow. We may see another 50 basis points increase in the reference rate and Lombard rate. Still, it will be in the negative yield territory. I mean, it is still below inflation and ROBOR being transacted. On the other hand, they will take cautious approach. If they will increase another 50 basis, I would go with the forecast of our chief economist, maybe another 50 basis points this year. But it depends very much also on the inflation, which we see that in the market, energy prices stabilized or started slightly to decrease. agricultural harvest looks to be good, which will help the food inflation to decrease in Romania. So if the inflation will give more positive signals, I guess also National Bank of Romania will be more prudent. But on the other hand, the market, due to its liquidity position and growth of loans and deposits, has its own reference rate, which is ROBOR, and the real impact we have seen there. In terms of interest rate sensitivity, we will come back to that more details, but having most of the loan portfolio with variable interest rates, actually, the more than what we are impacted maybe in the fixed treasury bills or bonds portfolio is actually coming as a positive impact on our balance sheet to the loan book from the repricing and the new production. But the impact is mainly that you have seen in the capital position is related definitely with the re-evaluation of the portfolio market to market. And lastly, only a very small part of it you have seen in the income statement for the transacted amounts of other evaluated financial investments. We are also, because we have a portfolio with a relatively short duration, we are also renewing our portfolio in rather shorter periods of time. That's why we are investing now in the fixed income instruments at higher yields, which help us to improve the also the, let's say, net yields, the real yields on our portfolio.
So do you think the impact of the further rate hikes or the market rates going up in the second quarter should lead to a smaller negative revaluation in the second quarter? Is that the message because of the
yes thank you thank you for clarifying. Yes, this is the message. Although you have seen what happened after Federal Reserve's with the announcement. Initially, markets took one day, everybody was very optimistic, then pessimistic. So, here, I would say that the next rate hike is already priced in. And because it is not over the yields already in the market, I don't see a big reaction in the market. On the other hand, everybody is reading now international news, war news, energy prices. So volatility might be, but we don't expect the impact being every quarter as it was in the first quarter.
Okay. And maybe one last question from me, if I could, is just on Tiriac leasing. Can you kind of tell us what's the benefit of that, and what kind of financial impact do you expect that acquisition to have?
I mean, we had been also publicly announcing that we are looking to grow in the non-banking financial institutions, leasing in terms of financial performance, security of lending, and benefits to economy and our customers. It's always a good tool. It's mainly financial leasing and mostly car leasing, be the car fleet or individual or company acquisitions. The Tiriac leasing gives us access to the biggest car dealership network in Romania, almost 10 brands, medium and high-end brands will be having cooperation with us in the years to come. Mm-hmm. And this gives us quite a strong hand, kind of first right of refusal for the customers who will be buying cars. On the other hand, it's a profitable business itself, and we think that it is a good placement for our liquidity. Leasing yields are, real positive yields, and with our funding cost, we think that it is a good way of also placing our highly excessive euro liquidity, because car leasing is mainly in foreign currency in Romania. So, although the leasing market itself and the leasing companies themselves, they are quite small, it is Tiryak Leasing has total assets of 250 million euros. And how is it? If it's quite arithmetic, if we increase the yield 1.5-2% on this amount through financing and grow the business further, it will definitely have a positive impact in our, let's say, bottom line. Plus, definitely for new customer acquisition, it's a good tool.
Super. Thanks very much.
Thank you. If there are no questions, we can also continue taking your questions through our investor relations address. In case we will be sending, circulating a short contact detail memo, hopefully tomorrow, providing, in case you don't have Diana's contact details, you can always contact me as well. I mean, the email address is quite easy to estimate. It's omer.tetik@bankatransilvania.ro. We will try to, let's say, rearrange our agendas to accommodate all the meetings already scheduled or to be scheduled. And hopefully we will continue our good communication and interaction from here as well. Thank you for good for your kind thoughts and messages. I will deliver it to her kids. I'm sure they will appreciate that. And I'll see. Light a candle for her whenever you have the occasion. Thank you.